I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. Union workers in Lansing still waiting word from GM on a hiring timetable in the wake of this week's announcement that more than 600 jobs will be added to the Grand River plant for work on the new Cadillac ATS. UAW GM Vice President Joe Ashton spoke with WILS at a Thursday news conference at LGR.
The quality that comes out of this plant, there's probably none better in the entire auto industry. They've been building a quality vehicle for years now. The CTS, as everybody knows, is just a great vehicle.
The official announcement was great news for Lansing Mayor Virg Brunero, remaining optimistic about his chances of becoming governor despite a new epic MRA poll showing Republican opponent Rick Snyder with an 18-point lead 4 days before Election Day. Brunero spoke with WILS's Tim Skubick.
What's the margin of victory then?
The margin of victory? I'd go for, 51%. That'd be great.
You think you can get there?
I do.
Look in your heart.
In my heart and in my head. This is a great day for Lansing, a great day for Michigan. We're proving manufacturing matters.
Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land predicts that more than half of you will be heading out to the polls next Tuesday. The office estimates 3.8 million citizens will be casting ballots. It's about 52% of the state's registered voters. $161 million federal dollars are on the way to Michigan for high-speed rail projects, including an upgrade of service between Dearborn and Kalamazoo. U.S. Senator Carl Levin spoke with WILS's Jack Ebling.
It's a long stretch of track. It's long overdue, and it's going to help lead us into a different kind of train traffic.
The Lansing area's jobless rate dipping to 9.9% in September after a drop of 0.2 points from the previous month that follows a similar trend in 15 of the state's 17 major labor market areas. WILS's Dennis Krolik reports.
According to the Michigan Department of Energy, Labor and Economic Growth, total employment was mixed throughout the various regions over the month, while labor force levels recorded reductions in the majority of areas. A spokesman says Michigan's global labor markets in September reflected typical seasonal patterns, with declines in summer and tourism-related jobs more than offset by job gains in the education sector. The Ann Arbor area had the state's lowest jobless rate at 8.4%, while the Flint area had the highest at 13.7%. For WILS, I'm Dennis Krolik.
Consumer confidence going up. A new state of the state survey conducted by MSU economics professor Dr. Charles Ballard shows nearly half of respondents saying that they'd rate their current financial situation either excellent or good. Ballard spoke with WILS's Jack Ebling.
Most of them bottomed out in 08 or 09 and have been showing some steady improvement. They're nowhere near as good as they were back 10, 12 years ago, but we're headed in the right direction at long last.
MSU football star Chris L. Rucker reinstated to the team following his drunk driving arrest and 8-day jail sentence this month. Rucker will decide whether he plays in tomorrow's big game at Iowa. Halloween is just 2 days away, and that means law enforcement officers in the Lansing area are stepping up patrols this weekend for the sake of more than just the trick-or-treaters. Ann Reedette from the Highway Safety Planning Office.
When we have times where we know that there are more parties and celebrations than usual, it often goes hand-in-hand with more people than usual drinking and driving drunk.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming with Tony Conley and Jack Ebling. Weekday mornings and afternoons. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.